Welcome to all those that are joining us for the Likutei Halachos. We're in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilcha Shechita, Halacha Hey. We're in middle of paragraph Tesvav, a review of the Halacha, although there are some additions. V'zeh inyan kol maleches ha-mishkan u'beis ha-mikdash. What we've been speaking about so far is related to all the different things that were done in the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. Ki tzrichin lahamshich zeh ha-seichel mibechinas kodesh kodoshim. Because we need to draw the seichel that's needed to open people's eyes for them to realize the folly of this world and to realize what our true mission is in this world. We need to draw that seichel from the Holy of Holies. Shehu Seichel HaKoylel HoElyoin Ma'oid. That's the center of the highest level of Seichel for the entire world. Umishom Tzrichin Lahamshech HaHamtoka, and it's from there, from the Holy of Holies, inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Mishkan, that we need to draw the Hamtoka, the sweetening, in order to reveal Hashem and reveal the holiness from its hiddenness. V'alkein tziva Moshe al asiyas ha'orin tchila, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu instructed, when he gave the instructions about the Mishkan, he mentioned the Orin first. U'Betzalel also Mishkan tchila. Whereas Betzalel, when he actually went ahead and made the Mishkan, first he made the house, the Mishkan, and then he made the Kelim. V'alkein kol ma sheyesh bayabosha, yesh bayam, chutz min achulda. And this explains also why every type of animal that's found on land, on dry land, has a matching counterpart in the sea, except for the weasel, the chulda. Ki ikara ha'aloma v'astoro hu bozeh ho'oilam ba'ofor ha'gashmi sheyoshvanaleh. Because when we speak about Hashem being hidden, and the holiness being hidden, it's in this world, in the Olam Ha'asiya, and it's specifically on land, on the earth, which we live on, which we human beings inhabit. Ki kol ma shamadrega namucha yoser, shom ha'aloma b'yoser. Because as we mentioned earlier, the lower the level, the more the hiddenness. Ki yesh arbo yesoidos. There are four basic elements of creation. Eish, ruach, mayim, ofor. Fire, air, water, and dirt. V'ha'ofor nomuch mikulam. Dirt is the lowest one of these four elements. V'shom ha'alom abiyoser. And therefore, the hiddenness is strongest over there, in ofor. Kishom yishuv ha'olam balei bechira. Because that's where we, human beings who have free choice, that's where we reside. Shehi al yidei ha'aloma. And bechira is dependent on ha'aloma. If things are obvious, if the reward for a mitzvah were obvious, which person wouldn't do mitzvahs? Shebishvil zeh nivra ha'koil. And everything was created for the sake of bechira. V'shom bebechinas ofor hi tachlis ha'aloma. And it's there that we find the greatest degree of hiddenness. V'alkein shom daiko yesh chulda. And that's why it's on land that we find the weasel, the chulda, which represents this powerful klipa that hides the truth. Shehu ha-choyled, which is referred to also as choyled. The mole, shehu ha-rishoin mishmoina shrotzim hatmeim. The alkein shom bebechinas ofor shu tachlis ha-aloma, on land, where there is the greatest level of hiddenness, ikar hatikun alidei emuna. The way that we rectify everything is through emuna, shehu bechinas ofor. Because emuna is also associated with ofor. Emuna is also the lowest level, the bottom level within the levels of kedusha. Aval mayim hu gavoya yoser. Whereas water is a higher level than ofor. V'shom hascholas hisgalus hadas. And therefore, it's in water that we see the beginning of the revelation of das. Ki ha'arba yisoidois eish ruach mayim ofor hem keneged arbo oilomois. Shem bechinas arbo isyes Hashem. Shem bechinas chochma ubina tiferes umalchus. Shein Bechinas Hashloish Shamoichin Ve'emuna Shei Bechinas Malchus. We've mentioned this before when we were learning the halacha, that these four basic elements correspond to the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei and correspond to the four divisions of the spheroids. Chachma, which is represented by the letter Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Bina, which is represented by the He, the term Tiferes sometimes is a catch-all term to refer to Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yesod. They all go under the umbrella of Tiferes, and then Malchus, corresponding to the last He. And we learned earlier that one of the ways that we look at Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei is that the first three letters correspond to the three parts of the brain. They are Moichin. And the fourth letter, the He, is Malchus, is Emuna. Nimtza, She'ikr Hascholas Hadas, Hu Bebechinas Mayim. So based on this, the Seichel begins from Mayim. V'alkein Nimshal Hadas L'mayim. And this is why we find many psukim in the Torah that compare das to water. Kamashakosuv, the famous pasuk, Kimolo ha'oretz deyas Hashem kamayim layam mechasim, that in the future the world will be filled with knowledge and recognition of Hashem like the water that covers the ocean floor. V'chein ruach, and so too ruach is associated with das, with seichel. B'chinas ruach chachma ubina, there's a pasuk like that. Or, ochein ruach hu bo'enosh, again, referring to the seichel, the intellect of man. V'chein le'esh. And seichel is also compared to esh. The pasuk says, Haloi koi dvorai ko esh. No, Hashem. Hashem says, my words are like fire. V'alkein, ein shom chulda. And therefore, by those three yesoidos, there the weasel is not found, in water or these other. Kishom nismait ha'aloma. Because there, in those other three yesoidos, and in Mayim, the ha'aloma is less. Aval shar bruim, yesh sham. Whereas other animals and things do have their counterpart in the water. Shehem gamkein bechinas ha'aloma ktsas. They represent a little bit of hiddenness. Aval bechinas ruach ve'esh, ein sham kol kach brios. Whereas in the yesod of ruach and in the yesod of esh, there we don't find animals or things like them. Ki kol habrios ma'alimim. Because all these different animals and creations, they all hide the light of Hashem. Avlal yodom ikar haizgalus. And yet, on the other hand, through them is achieved the revelation. Ki hahelam bishvil hagilui. Because the fact that Hashem is hiding and has hidden the is in order that we should be able to reveal it. Shezeu ikar bechinas habchira. That's what our free choice is all about. Shemi shezoiche lamoid benisayon. A person who is zoiche to withstand the tests in this world, to pass the test, uleshaber habchira, and to overcome the free choice by making the right choices, megale elikusoy alidezeh daika. That's how they reveal Hashem's glory, Hashem's greatness. Alidei shehoyo ha'aloma gedoylo kol kach. As a result of the fact that Hashem was so hidden, you didn't see the reward. You didn't see what you're going to get if you succeed in passing this test. And you showed faith and by going ahead and doing what needed to be done.
Does Adam have a counterpart in Mayim?
Does man have a counterpart in water? I think yes. I believe yes. The mermaid, this concept of a mermaid or something which is mentioned in the Gemara. It is mentioned, such a concept. Not exactly the way it's depicted in secular culture, but I believe there is such a thing. This is a Gemara in Chulin that mentions this point, that everything on earth, everything on land, has a counter match in water. Paragraph Tezayin. V'ato muvon ktsas divrei Rabbi Seinuzal. And now we could understand a little bit the words of our rabbis in the Gemara, in Psachim, page 118. She'omru al pasuk Moishivi akeres habayis, where the rabbis explain the pasuk in Halel, Moishivi akeres habayis, that Hashem says, Asauni bonecha kichul dezu shetora beikrei batim. Your children have made me like a weasel that hides in the foundations of homes. Upirash Rashi ba'avoinos Yisrael. As a result of the sins of Klal Yisrael, it forces Hashem into a greater degree of hiddenness. Kal yidei avoinos Yisrael mezgaber ha'aloma shehi bechinas chulda. Because as a result of our sins, this hiddenness becomes stronger, which is represented by this weasel, this mole, shehu ha'hepech mi binyan habayis, which is the opposite of building a home. Those things like destroy homes. V'alkein achar ma'aso egel nitztavu al maleches ha'mishkan. And therefore, it's specifically after our involvement in the golden calf is when Hashem gave the instructions to build the Mishkan. Zohar v'chesef v'nechoshes, which had all of these precious metals in it. Ki kishero goydel ha'aloma shehoiso achar matan Torah. Because when Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu saw the incredible hiddenness that Hashem experienced after matan Torah, v'ho'ikara al yedei ribuy hazov, and one of the main things that caused it was this massive amount of gold that the Jews had, that they'd taken out of Egypt. That again, they use this gold to make these idols. And the pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, where it says, and a lot of gold. As the Gemara points out in Brachas. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds something that he didn't necessarily mention earlier, that one of the greatest things that hides Hashem and hides holiness is the excessive desire for money. Oz tzivam Hashem yisborach hamaleches ha-mishkan. And that's when Hashem instructed us to build a mishkan, sheyaviyu hazov v'chesef lemaleches ha-mishkan, to bring all of that gold and silver to build a mishkan, shayidei zeh yoytziu mehel ha-malagiloi. Because in the mishkan is where Hashem would be revealed. Ki ikara ha-hamtoko, because the main sweetening of harsh decrees, the main thing that lessens the hiddenness, is the light that comes from the Holy of Holies in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. And with this we understand also why when we want to purify something that's impure, usually it's done through water. She'ein shom chulda, where there's no weasel, there's no chulda in water, there's no ha'aloma. V'alkein kol ha'tahara me ha'ashonim sruchim anal liskois le'etza shlema sheloi tisalem eitanu ho'etza hualidei b'chinas mayim tohoirim. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 61 of the Likutei Moharan explains that in order to solve the problem, that over there he starts off on the Likutei Moharan about a person who lacks emunas chachamim, and as a result of that, when that person eats, the foul vapors from the food go up to the brain and they cloud the brain so that the person does not have proper eitzah. And the solution is mayim tohoirim. Rabbeinu Zal says that there are purifying waters that purify us from tumah to enable us to be zeicha to receive proper eitzah. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that these purifying waters are machloikis, shehem bechinas cherev shel shchita, which we learned before, the sword, the knife that the shochet uses is a form of machloikis. It slices, it separates two things. Nimtza, shecherev v'sakin shel shchita, heim bechinas mayim, she'ein sham chulda shemalim hoemes. So therefore, this knife, this shochet's knife, which is machlokes, which is those mayim tohoirim, all of this Rabbeinu Zal shows there in that chapter on the Likutei Moharan, where there's no weasel there, there's nothing that causes this hiddenness, that hides the truth. Sheze ikar hatikun. And that's why these waters, this machlokes, this knife of the shochet, plays a major role in the tikun of the haloma. And alkein osur chaloda b'shchita, and therefore the chulda, this klipa of chulda, which means hiding, when the knife or the shochet becomes hidden during the process of shechita, that causes the shechita to be puzzle. Remember, these are notes that Rav Nosson Zal wrote for himself. This is like a first draft that he wrote of the halacha that we learned previously. He has the pasuk Zechor ani mecholed vecheldi ka'ayin egdecha ach kol hevel kol odom. He mentions here psukim that we referred to earlier, psukim in Tehillim, where it uses, and other places in Navi, where it uses this word cheled to refer to this world, the Gashmius world. Now he quotes a medrash, I believe it was, that we had earlier. Soif Adam Lomus, Soif Behema L'Shchita. The end of man is death, and the end of an animal is slaughtering, Shchita. Ashrei mi Shamole Batoira. And it says there, fortunate is the person who struggles in Torah. Nimtza, Shehashchita Mazkeres Hamisa. Rav Nosson Zal here makes the association that the shechita process reminds us about death. Shehu bechinas lahoitzi mehela malagilui. And by a person remembering that the physical world, my materialistic life, is going to come to an end, that helps the person live a proper life where they take Hashem out of the hiddenness into revelation. Sheikur hulamuel batoira. And one of the ways that we accomplish that is by struggling in Torah, you know, really putting in major effort in Torah. Bechinas ashrei mi she'amolei batorah. V'zeh bechinas toikef hanes shel Purim. And this is all related to the major miracle of Purim, shehu hachnoas klipas Haman Amalek, where we're involved in bringing about the downfall of Haman Amalek, shehu ikr zuamas hanochosh. He is the real essence of the tumah of the snake, the original snake. Where do we find Haman mentioned in the Chumash? And the Gemara says, all the way by the Eitz Hadas. After the snake convinced Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem comes to Adam and he says, Hamin ho'eitz, did you eat from that type of tree that I told you not to? And the word Hamin, hey mem nun, is the same letters as Haman. Pegam emunas chachomim. He represents the pegam of emunas chachomim. Sha'al yodoi ikara ha'aloma v'astora. And it's through Haman Amalek, they're the ones who cause the greatest hiddenness, covering of Hashem. V'zeh shemesaperas ha'megillah migoydel oitzem haflogas v'ashirus shelach ha'shveirosh. And this is why Megillah Esther begins by telling us the massive wealth of Ahasuerus. Chur, karpas, utecheles, mitois, zohav, okesev, beds made of gold and silver, ki ikar hahaloma, al yidei taivas maman v'ashirus. Because one of the main things that causes Hashem to be hidden in this world is the pursuit of money and wealth. On the American coins it says, in God we trust. Who's the God? This is the money. That replaces, that's the substitute for Hashem. Instead of spending hours learning Torah and in tefillah and mitzvahs, ma'asim and tovim, people spend excessive time and excessive effort in the insane pursuit for money and wealth. Vegam hechshilamaz biznus. And we know that Haman and Ahasuerus also caused the Jews to commit sins of znus during that 180-day party. Ukamasham Rabbi Senusal, as the Gemara points out, ubeguf hoachila shel oisa suda, and also in the actual eating of the great banquet that Ahasuerus prepared. Vayidei kol ze hoyeloi koyach lizgaber al Yisrael, and all of this weakened the Jewish people and gave Haman and Ahasuerus the power to overpower the Jews. Then, Kamasham Rabbi Senusal, as the Gemara says over there, What did the Jews do to be guilty and to be that Hashem should decree that we should die at that time during the time of Haman Ahasuerus? And it says a few reasons. Because we participated in this banquet of Ahasuerus, or because we bowed to an idol, or because of sins with women, the Gemara says over there. V'hanes hoya al yidei Mordechai v'Esther, And the miracle came about through Mordechai and Esther. Esther, hi bechinas akeres habayis. Esther is the woman of the house. Bechinas hakidusha haneflo hamistateres umisalemes betoikev hahastoro vahaloma. She represents the incredible high level of holiness that's hidden under all of those coverings. Bibchinas, as Hashem said, Asauni bonecha kechuldo hadora beikrei batim. Your children have made me like a chulda. Chulda represents this animal that hides and hides things in the foundations of homes. Dahainu shehi ne'elemes kaviochel besoich klipas hachulda. She represents this holiness that's hidden inside this clip of chulda, shemisham kol ha'alomos. That's the cause of all types of hiddenness. Aval migoidel oitzem kedushas Esther. However, because she was so holy and pure, his gabra alehem mitoich toikef ha'hastora. She was able to overpower the sitra achra, to defeat the sitra achra, even during this greatest degree of hiddenness. Her name is Esther, and she was taken into the palace. She was swallowed up in the palace of Ahasuerus, with his whole harem of women there and everything. Bebechinas, as it says in Koheles, Eis asher sholat ho'odom bo'odom leraloi. That there are certain times when one person seems to be on top of another person, but really, that's only to bring about their total defeat and destruction. It looked as if Haman was on top of the Jews. It says, Acharat Vormele Gidloi HaMelech Achashverosh. Achashverosh raised Haman all the way to the highest position, the head of the palace. But it was all only so that when he would fall, he would splatter. V'hakoil b'koichoi shel Mordechai HaTzadik. And all of this was achieved through the power of the great tzaddik Mordechai, Shehu Psachya. The Gemara says one of the names of Mordechai is Psachya, Shehoyo Poiseach Bidvorim Vidorshan, who opened up, he revealed the Torah, he revealed the light of the Torah and expounded on it. Rav Nosson says, note the wording, note the name that Hashem gave him, Poiseach Daika. He opened up, to open up, you open up something that's closed, something that's hidden. He opened up and revealed from within that tremendous hiddenness, Alidei Droshois of Hakdoshim, through the incredible high level of Torah that he Shayamegale Torah Neflo Kozois. He revealed such wondrous Torah, b'sichlim amitim atzumim v'amukim koela, such incredible high levels of seichel, sha'al yodo hoyemegale l'chol bo yoylam, oitzem hevel hoylam, by which he revealed to all the people the nonsense and foolishness of this materialistic world, v'heir bohem eitzois neflois, eich lehinotzel bohem. And he taught the people, he shined into the people incredible advice and guidance as to how a person should save themselves from getting sucked in to the money race and the whole crazy, improper type of pursuit of Gashmias. Shezeh bechinas pi yedaber chachmois. As we explained earlier, that's why Dovid HaMelech begins chapter 49 in Likutei Moran by saying, my mouth speaks great knowledge. He's about to reveal some very important thing. B'mizmor ha'azinu kol yoshvei choled. In the chapter of Tehillim, where he describes the folly and foolishness of this world. Because Rav Nosson Zalat said, even though on one hand it's pretty obvious to everybody, with all the obvious, it's not obvious. With all the obvious, if the whole world is caught up in the rat race, money, 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 everything, money runs the world, everything is money, money, money. And that becomes idols, elilei kesef, elilei zov, that becomes a substitute for religion. Vezehu, and this is why it says, when the miracle took place, and the Jews defeated Haman, la Yehudim hoysa oira v'simcha, bechinas oir tzadikim yismach. As Rabbi Nizal says, at the end of chapter 61 in Likut Imran, he quotes this pasuk, the light of tzaddikim brings joy. Oyer bechinas his galus. The term oyer, light, is the opposite of, is revelation, the opposite of hiddenness. Vahastorah shu bechinas choyshech. It's the opposite of covering up, which is darkness. Vezehu vikor. And as it says there, la'yehudim ha'isa oyer sumcha visosim vikor. Hepech, the opposite of Odom Bikor Balyolin, the opposite of the decree that Hashem issued. When Odom and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem said, you will not spend the night in Gan Eden, Bikor, in Yikor, in this precious, precious place.
Rav Nachman, please, could Rav Nachman clarify that, please, with Esther being Akeres HaBayis, and in the Chulda, and the main Haloma and her role, I've got...
Yes,
clarify.
We always say ze le'uma ze osolikim, that very often the kedusha and the sitrachra look the same. They're the same. They're almost exactly the same. The soyer lashem and the soyer lazozel. Remember the two goats. One goat was the holy of holies, and the other goat had all the sins of the Jewish people transferred on it. So Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here the problem. Is ha'aloma, hastora. The sulu, and part of the problem was, we see, that they were able to take the representative of the Shekhinah, Esther, and bring her into ha'aloma, capture her and bring her into the palace of Ahasuerus, which was the center of Tumah of the world at that time, you know. And so the holiness, when her name is Esther, implying that she is this hidden Kedusha. The woman is Akeres HaBayis. The pasuk says, Kol Kvoida Basmelech Penima, that the woman is supposed to be hidden, reserved. The woman stays in the house. But here she was taken from the house of Kedusha into Achashverosh's house, the center of Tumah, the center of Ha'alama and Hastara of the world, the great wealth that Achashverosh was using purely for his own kavod, a banquet. Bahar oisoy es oisher kavod malchusoy. I'm king. There's no Hashem. I'm the king. I own the world and everything. And it's in there, from there, that Esther Amalka succeeded, the combination of Esther and Mordechai, to reveal the holiness. You know, to reveal, to bring about the downfall, that she didn't succumb. She wasn't victimized by Ahasuerus at all. The Gemara says that whenever he wanted her, a shed replaced her, and she didn't bow when she went through that room full of the idols, and the Shekhinah left her. She cried out, Keili, Keili, Loma Azaftani, Hashem, why you? She used tefillah and her connection to Mordechai and everything, and Vinahapachu, turned everything around completely. That Haman went from the top of the top to the bottom of the bottom, and everybody came to recognize the greatness of Mordechai HaTzadik, the Shomoy Hoylech B'chol HaMedinos, the name of the Tzadik, and the greatness of Hashem was shown throughout the world, you know, etc., etc. And again, we have this book, the Sefer of Purim, which is called Megillas Esther, telling us what is the holiday of Purim really all about. It's about Hastara, the Sitrach, or the forces of Tumah, are all about hiding Hashem. And the place that we find ourselves in is called Olam, world, which Olam, Miloshen Halama, we are in a place where Hashem, the most important things are the most hidden. And the least important things are in shining lights, glittering lights. And Megillas Esther, the miracle of Purim was that Hashem was revealed from this Hastorah, from this incredible Yerida, that the Jews had finished 70 years of Golus with Ahasuerus. After 70 long years of being outside of Eretz Yisrael, far from the Beis HaMikdash, far from Kedusha, and then the miscalculation, thinking, wow, Hashem is not going to bring us back, and some people giving up Chas V'Shalom, but not Mordechai and Esther. And Haman makes his calculation, and he comes to the determination that he, in the month of Adar, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, that's the best opportunity to destroy the Jews, because again, Halama, the Tzaddik died, he went away. That's what Haman thought. But Haman didn't know that tzaddikim are greater in passing than during their lifetime. That when a tzaddik passes away, it's yerida tachlis aliyah. And therefore, in that month of Adar, specifically, you know, Mordechai and Esther succeeded because they searched for Hashem. When she says, Keli, Keli, Loma Zavtoni, and that whole chapter 22 in Tehillim, Lam Natseach Alayeles Hashachar, which was said by Esther Amalka, this is all that they searched. They knew that there's a tremendous Hastorah, but Hashem is in there. Hashem is in the Hastorah. Just like we find in Megillas Esther, the Megillah itself is Hastorah Shabbatah. No mention of Hashem. Hashem isn't mentioned once there in any obvious way. He's hidden in there. There are a few places in the Megillah where Yudkei Vavkei is hidden there, number one. And again, the word Hamelech. Every time it says Hamelech, it's referring to Hashverosh, and Lahavdil, it's referring to Hashem also, the real Melech. Someone mentioned here that Rabbi Avigdor Miller used to say that as long as on the American currency it says there, you know, in God we trust, then America won't fall, because people looking at those words, you know, that reminds them that there's a Hashem. For those who it does, for those rare individuals who it does, unfortunately, we see the situation in the world. We see what's going on now and what was going on then, what went on in the Midbar. Paragraph Yudches, Vze Bechinas Parshas Poro Shekoiren Achar Purim. And with this, we understand also the significance of Parshas Poro, which we read after Purim, between Purim and Pesach. Vekosav Adoneinu Marve, Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 74, in the second half of Likutim Ram, Shebatchilo Hu Pur, V'acharkach Nase Poro. This is based on the writings of the Arizal, that it starts off as Pur and it becomes Para. We've mentioned many times that the letters Pei Resh represent Midas Hadin. Pei Resh 280 is the gematria of the five end letters of the Aleph Beis, Mem Nun Sadik Pei Ches, which are closing letters. Closing means, again, Hastorah, Abichinas Din. These are called the Par Dinim. Rav Nosson Zale asks, V'lechoyra ma shayches Pur l'Pora? What's the connection between Pur and Pora? Okay, fine, some of the same letters. Achal pianal, however, based on what we've been learning here, Shal yidei ha-Pur rotzo lifgoim b'ha-goyrol shel yom ha-kipurim. Through this lottery that Haman made, the Hebrew word for lottery is Pur, he wanted to counter the lottery that the Kohen Gadol makes on Yom Kippur to determine which one of the goats will be Sor Lashem, which one is Sor Lazozel. She'al yodoi nichnas ha-Kohen Gadol lebeis kodesh ha-kadoshim lahamti kol adinim. It's that goyrel that allowed the Kohen Gadol to enter into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur and thereby bring about a forgiveness of all sins, a sweetening of all decrees. Shaydeze Iker Hizgalus Haloma. That's what brought about the greatest revelation from the hiddenness. Ki kol ha-halomois al yedei hadinim. Because again, sins or dinim, din, midas hadin gvura, is tzimtzum, it's constriction, it's ha'aloma. Shemehem koyach ha-sitrachra v'yitzora. That's where the sitrachra and yitzora draw their power from. Hamalim ha-emes, who hide the truth. Their mission is to cover up the truth. V'homon alidei shehipol pur ha-goyrol, b'kshofov ho-atzumim. And Haman, who used his deep, deep knowledge of kishuf, of magic, and used that to guide this lottery that he made, rotzo lifgoim begoyrol digdusha shoyom akipurim. He wanted to counter and damage the goyrol of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Shenosan aroin al shnei asirim goyrol, echod lashem goyrol echod lazozel. Al came therefore, kishezochu lahachnioi, when the Jews succeeded in defeating Haman, v'nase Purim, and this great holiday of Purim came about, al shem ha-pur, zoichin achakach letaras ha-por aduma. We go from there into the purification of the Pora Aduma. Ki Pora Aduma v'soer hamishtaleach heim bebechina achas. Because the Gemara and the Sifrei Kabbalah especially show many comparisons between the soyer hamishtaleach, the soyer lazozel, and the Pora Aduma. Ki shneim ma'aseim bachutz kemuva besforim. Both the soyer lazozel was processed outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the... They took it to a mountain. They didn't... All other korbanos are slaughtered and the blood is sprinkled and all kinds of processing in the Beis HaMikdash. The soyer lazozel is taken outside and the whole procedure for it is done outside. And Pora Aduma is the same thing. The Pora Aduma is taken outside and its ashes are burned outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Mishkan. And both of these play a very major role in purifying us from all of our sins. Ki ikar maise poro hu shetzrichen leshochto noichach pesach oyel moed. Because one of the main procedures for the Pora Aduma was they had to walk it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Mishkan, and shecht it facing opposite the entrance to the Oyel Moed, or the entrance to the Shul Kodesh HaKadoshim, being able to see, to look towards the Holy of Holies. Lahamshech hahamtoka misham, mikodesh kadoshim. And by doing that, the Kohen Gadol was drawing the light, the sweetening, from there, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though he was way outside, but facing Noichach Pesach Oyel Moed. That's the wording in the Torah. At shebetoykef goydel koyach hatzadik hamamtik hadinim. And this shows us that through the great, incredible power of the tzadik, who sweetens all judgments, yihye nimshach haseichel hoelyoin, through this he's able to draw the highest level seichel, shehu hahamtoka, which is what brings about this sweetening. Ad lachutz mamish, to bring it where? To bring it outside, to take it outside the Holy of Holies, outside the Beis HaMikdash, all the way out. Shiyenimshach misham eitzos neflois, that the tzaddik is able to draw from there, from the Holy of Holies, wondrous advice, wondrous seichel, at shekol ha'oimdim bachutz mamish, so that all of those people that are outside of the holiness, Yelohem Tikva, there's hope for them, Leval Yoivdu Lagamri, that they shouldn't go lost completely, Alide Hizgabrus Avi Avoy Satumachas Shon, through the strengthening of the greatest powers of Tuma, Shehu Tumas Mes. We know one of the worst forms of Tuma, of impurity, is coming into contact with a dead body. Shehu malim ho'emes ma'oid ma'oid bekama mine halomois vastores b'lishir v'erich. The sitrachra, the forces of tuma, try to cover and hide Hashem and hide the holiness in all kinds of incredible ways. Aval hatzadik ho'emes nichnas lamokim shenichnas. However, the true tzadik is zoche to enter into the places that he's zoche to enter. Ki hu bechinas Moshe, he is like Moshe Rabbeinu, shekol tikun maise poroshosu kol hakoyhanim agdoilim, hakoyl al yodoi daika. Whereby the Gemara tells us that all of the Pora Adumas that were processed for generations afterwards, all drew from the original Pora Aduma of Moshe Rabbeinu. As Rashi points out in Chumash Bamidbar, kulam yikaru al shemecha. The Gemara points out from a pasuk there that all future Pora Adumas will be referred to as the Pora of Moshe Rabbeinu. Utzrichen lekadesh kulam me'efer Pora shel Moshe. And they had to sanctify all of those Pora Adumas of later generations by including some of the ashes of the original Pora of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki ein mi sheyuchal lesaken ma'ase Pora. Because there is no one on a level to accomplish this tikkun of Pora other than one in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheyokor Milifnai Velifnim, who is more precious than the Kohen Gadol who went into the Holy of Holies. Shenichna, as the Pasuk says, Yekorahi Mipninim. The Talmud Chacham, the Torah, the great Tzaddik, is more precious on a higher level than Pninim, than the Kohen Gadol who went into the inner sanctuary, the Beis HaMikdosh. Shenichnas Lamokim Shenichnas, because the Tzaddik, the Chacham, he enters into the place where he enters. He enters into that Seichel HaKoylel. Ad Shemamshech Hamtoko Shel HaSeichel HoElyoin Ad L'chutz Mamish. And the tzaddik is able to draw from the holiest places, the highest places, he's able to draw the highest level seichel and bring it all the way outside. L'taher kol hamunochim b'chutz mamish, in order to purify all those who are outside the domain of holiness. Mitum osam hachazoka, from their powerful tumah, shehu tumas meis, which is referred to as the tumah of death, the tumah of a dead body, shehu avi avoy satumah. The Torah defines that as the most severe form of tumah, letahara mituma zois. And the tzaddik is able to purify them even from that tumah. In Likutei Moran, where Rabbein Zal speaks about this, the power of the tzaddik to be able to atone for sins, to be able to be mamtik dinim. One of the most obvious places is chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbein Zal there speaks about his hiskarvus to the tzaddik, and he shows there how he quotes the pasuk, l'she'eris nachlosoi, that Hashem forgives even the worst sins, sins that are committed spitefully, to l'she'eris nachlosoi, to those who consider themselves like nothing. And Rabbein Zal shows there that it's because of this bitul of the tzaddik that the tzaddik makes himself like nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu said that I'm nothing, nothing. That nothing takes him to the level of nothing, above the sphere, above Chochma and Bina, to that level of Keser, which is called Ayin, nothingness. And from there he's able to draw this greatest Hamtoka. I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avracha, that over there in Parshas Kisisa, where it speaks about the Egel HaZohov, and Moshe Rabbeinu says there, if you'll forgive them, good, ve'im ayin, and if not, mochenino misifrecha asher kosafta, please erase my name from the book that you have written. The last letters of misifrecha asher kosafta spell the word keser, a remez, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, ve'im ayin, if I am ayin, if my humility is really the way it's supposed to be, then I'm hooked up to Keser. I'm hooked up to the level that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash, or higher than that. And that's so high a level of holiness that can reach down to the lowest, no matter how far down the Jews fell as a result of the Egel Azov, I can reach the highest place that can reach all the way down. It's brought that the word Keser is Bigimatria Esrim. Esrim means 20. Because the light of Keser goes down 10 levels and bounces back up 10 levels. Meaning it's able to reach all the way down to the bottom of the bottom and elevate and lift up. Over there in Torah Dalet, Rabbein Zal goes into this more. The pasuk was Va'oiver al Pesha L'she'eris nachlosoi. Hashem forgives pesha, the worst type of sin. L'she'eris nachlosoi. The Gemara says, L'misha meisim atzmoi kishirayim, for the one who makes himself like leftovers. It's because the tzaddik considers himself nothing, that bitul, nothing, that nothing takes him up to the level that's called nothing, ayin, that highest place, where there's no tzimtzum at all, there's no walls, there's no boundaries at all. And from there, able to bring about the highest level, hamtoka and kapora, etc. Just like we've mentioned, you have the pasuk that we say on Yom Kippur, ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letayer eschem mikol avinoiseichem, on this day, on that day, Hashem will forgive and purify us from all of our sins, Lifnei Hashem titoru, we will be purified before Hashem. The word titaru is bigematria keser, to show that again, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the 10 days of tshuva. We're starting the process. Hamelech, melech, 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 v'simloch on Rosh Hashanah. Through the 10 days of tshuva, we're climbing to Yom Kippur, which is the keser. That's the day when the Kohen Gadol went into the 10th level of holiness. The Gemara defines 10 levels of holiness in the world. Level 1 is Eretz Yisrael. Level 2 is Yerushalayim. Level 10 is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and was able to achieve this Kapora. The Tzadik Emes, the Talmud Chacham, that highest level Talmud Chacham, is able to, through the Chochmah of Kedusha, and through this combination of Chochmah and Anova, to be able to connect to that same place and higher than there in order to achieve the same results. Any questions before we close?
Rabbi, we're heading into the time of Shomavim. Maybe we can use this opportunity to prepare us for that time.
Sure. The next weeks, this Shabbos, we're going to be reading Parshas Vayechi, which is the Siyum of Chumash Bereishis. It's a very, 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 very special parsha, which speaks about the closing of the life of Yaakov Avinu, how he leaves the world, and the brachos that he gives to the Shvatim, and the rebuke that he gives to the first three, to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. There's incredible. I remember as a kid, the largest Rashis in Chumash, just about, are in those Birkas Yaakov. There are incredible secrets that are found in there. And then it speaks about the final showdown, in a sense, between Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers, where after Yaakov Avinu passes away, they're afraid that, who knows, maybe now he's going to take revenge against them. Just like Lahavdil, Esav had said, I'll wait till my father dies, and then I'll kill Yaakov, you know, etc., etc. And how that parsha closes, and Yosef HaTzadik being taken to Eretz Yisrael, to Shechem, to be buried there, great things, that closes a certain part. And now the Jews are in Egypt, and Yosef HaTzadik is no longer alive. And we go through 210 years of suffering in Mitzrayim. So the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that one of the main reasons why Klal Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim was the Pegam of Adam HaRishon, the original sin of Adam HaRishon, which involved an aspect of Pegam HaBris. As we've mentioned many times in the past, that the sin of the Eitz Hadas included Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, all three. And because of the Eitz Hadas, Adam HaRishon took upon himself 130 years of abstention from relations with Chava, separating from his wife. And on one hand, he did that to purify himself. But the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that during that time, there were Shedim and Ruchais that caused different types of Pegam HaBris by Adam HaRishon. This is why Yaakov Avinu, who was one of the main tikkunim of Adam HaRishon, the Gemara says, Shufrei de Yaakov ke Shufrei de Adam HaRishon, that Yaakov Avinu's handsomeness and beauty resembled the handsomeness of Adam HaRishon. And the Sifrei Kabbalah shows that means very big connection between these two. So when Yaakov Avinu meets Paroi, he said that the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu lived 130 years and 130 years out of Egypt, 17 years in Egypt. When he meets Paroi for the first time and Paroi says to him, how you doing? He says, my life has been me'at v'ro'im, short and terrible. That doesn't sound like a breslev chassid. What kind of thing is that? So the Arizal explains that he was saying, referring to the fact that those first 130 years, he was involved in battling the and being mesakein those 130 years of Adam HaRishon, when these shedim and ruchos caused him to be poigim. And that was a major tikkun, although it wasn't completed. That's also why Klal Yisrael had to go through major tikkunim in those years in Egypt. And the Arizal shows that therefore, these next parshios, starting from Shmois through through Mishpatim in regular years, and in a leap year like this year, it continues through Truma Tetzave. It's called Shoivovim Tat. Shoivovim makes up the first letters of Shmois, Voera, Boi, Beshalach, Yisroi, Mishpatim, and on a leap year also Truma Tetzave. It continues over there. That during these years, when we read about the suffering that the Jews went through in Egypt, that this is a major time for us to participate in the tikkun that the Jews were trying to accomplish during those years in Mitzrayim, which wasn't completed. It wasn't really completed. And the ways that we participate, there are different avodos of Shevovim. There's a concept of Monday and Thursday. There are special slichos. There are special slichos that are said in one of the days of Shevovim. In Breslov, the custom is to do it on Thursday morning, usually. Unless Rosh Chodesh comes out on that day, then it's changed to a different day. There's slichos for Shevovim that are found in the back of some sidurim that have it, where we say those slichos before davening, before shachris. In the Breslov Shul and Meir Shorim, they say those special slichos during the weeks of Shevovim, starting from Shmois and onward. There are some people that fast one day during the weeks of Shevovim, one day of each one of those weeks, or even fasting a half a day. And there's also a custom of not eating dovor menachai, not eating something that comes from a living animal, whether it's an animal or a fish or anything like that, not eating any of those things during one day of the week of these weeks of Shevovim. These are some of the customs. And again, it's a special time to focus on tshuva, especially tikkun habris. If possible, a person should try to be better in saying tikkun hakloli. Those that don't say it every day, to say tikkun hakloli more regularly, to be stronger in mikveh, all of those things that are associated, related to tikkun habris. A wonderful Shabbos. We should be zeicha, Shabbos chazak. We should be zeicha, Hashem should be mechazik us. Klal Yisrael is going through major, every day, Rachman al-Sam piguim. I just heard on the radio before, yesterday, another pigua. Each time a Jew gets killed, it's a whole world. We should be zeicha to realize that when Jews are being killed, murdered by our enemies in such an open way, it's a time for all of us to tighten our belts. You know, better tefillah, better Torah. Should be zeicha to see the final gula when Hashem will put an end to all the deaths and suffering of Klal Yisrael, and the complete downfall of all the enemies of Klal Yisrael.